The Church of Sant'Agostino. You are now in front of the Sant'Agostino Church, which is one of the most important churches in the city, on account of its size and the art treasures it boasts. This imposing church, built by Augustinian monks at the end of the 13th century, was a rectangular hall with a trussed roof. There was a large apse at the one end, with a chapel at each side, one of which formed the base of the bell tower. The facade you see today is the result of extensive 18th century intervention that also altered the appearance of the interior. But the sides, with their slender pilasters, the area of the apse, and the lofty bell tower, constitute a worthy testimony of Gothic religious architecture in Rimini. Inside the church, the apse and the bell tower chapel preserve the best evidence of the Rimini Art School, which constitutes one of the most important artistic movements of the 14th century in northern Italy, and which began with the artists Giuliano and Giovanni of Rimini and the miniature painter Neri. The surviving early 14th century decorations consist of various sequences of frescoes and a large wooden crucifix. You will find the stories of the Virgin in the bell tower and a Christ, the Madonna in her splendor, a Noli Me Tangere, and the stories of St. John the Baptist on the walls of the apse. The 14th century frescoes were concealed by later interventions until a violent earthquake in 1916 revealed their existence. Not until 1926, however, was it possible to remove and restore the splendid Last Judgment painted over the triumphal arch and now housed in the Civic Museum. The 18th century reconstruction enriched the church with notable works of art, among which the Baroque plasterwork on the ceiling by Ferdinando Bibbiena and the frescoes by Vittorio Maria Biggari. Only a few traces remain of the large convent that was built next to the church, and that is known to have housed an important library and a famous studio with a college attached. It was incorporated into the 18th century structure designed by Giuseppe Achilli from Cesena after the disastrous earthquake of 1786. Closed down in 1798 at the passing of the French troops, the convent was characterized by its size, its solemn architecture, the symmetry of its proportions, and the presence of large courtyards. Now proceed towards Via Garibaldi, the ancient Cardus Maximus of the Roman city. If you go right, you get to Porta Montanara that goes back to the 1st century BC, the entrance arch to the Roman city on the road that led to Arezzo. If you turn left, though, you will get to the next stop, Piazza Tre Martiri. Listen to file number 5.